Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire. Welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I am so happy to be with you today and every Thursday live from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com. While you're there, sign up for my inspirational quote of the week. It's easy, it's free, it's even helpful. In my 35 years as a speaker and counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever it is that's happening in their lives. Our program is all about you. So let me put those insights to work for you today. Our mics are always open, and we're all about getting to the heart of what matters in your life. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. This, I really want you to know, is such a safe place, and we really care about supporting you. So when you call in, you can use your real name, an anonymous name, whatever. We don't care. What's important is that your question is genuine, because then we can all learn with it and with you. So do give us a call, 800-930-2819. Another option is you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers that we can use questions on air will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help you change your life today. You know, I got just this morning an email from someone who had just read the book, and what she said to me, besides how it really impacted her, was a comment that we've gotten ever since this book was published, and it's, I couldn't put it down. So I'd love to hear that. It's the way that I wrote it that way on purpose, so that we could all take the ride of the journey of life and move to a place where we get the wisdom of that journey. Pursuit of Light won 3 literary awards. We're all so happy about that. And it's our thank you to you for giving us a call and participating in our program today, 800-930-2819. And with me on air today is my partner in all things wonderful, the fabulous John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hi, Sandy. It's great to be on the air with you. And I'd like to start our show today with just a recognition of this week that has been really tough. Our hearts go out to the people of Boston who were hurt and their families and who died. We're deeply saddened, and we want to join everybody else that is listening to let them know that we care. And I just wanted to mention that. It's great to be here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, darling. It is a difficult time, and we do care deeply. And I know that a lot of the feedback I get and that we can all experience and often do is when these kind of major tragedies or even individualized tragedies in our own little corner of the world happen, we can feel so helpless and don't know what to do. I do know that in my life, on the times when I have felt the most helpless and caught up in that I can't fix it, so I don't know what to do feeling, is I would look for what one thing can I do. And it can be simply a prayer. It can be an affirmation. It can be a quiet moment when, in the depth of my heart, to the very best of my ability, I reach out with love. It can be that every single time that it's a reminder to me to appreciate this day, every single time that I'm tempted to be reactive or irritated over nothing at all, or feel helpless in minor ways, that I can remind myself that it is my job to reach deeper inside of myself, to reach for love, to reach for kindness, and to do so with loving respect for the people who in any part of the world, and right now we're referencing Boston, of course, but in any part of the world who are going through true traumas, true tragedies, and that what we can always give is love.
That's so essential, and I think all of us can join together in that, Sandy. I thank you for talking about that.
You're welcome. Do you know, one of the things, too, that we have to remember is we don't have to be on a billboard. You know, we don't have to be the celebrity, and we don't have to have a lot of big bucks to affect change, John. You know, we've talked about this before, that we both have this point of view that we change the world one person at a time, and we begin with ourselves. Because if we don't connect internally to something inside of ourselves greater than a circumstance, greater than a doubt, and greater than a reaction, then we can't give from that place that has a healing energy. So I do think, and I know you think, that we do create, as I said, we change the world one person at a time. That person has to be us. And from that place, we can reach out into our own little corner of the world.
I think it's also been shown, Sandy, that when you have, for example, a group of 100 people, and there are three of those 100 that join together in a single consciousness thought, it can impact the entire group. So I think on a global basis, if we follow that same example, we as ourselves joining in with others can do a great deal.
Exactly, exactly. I know from Apollo 13, to me, is a classic example of that from
Indeed.
Our own mission. And I knew Jack Swigert, who was the replacement guy on Apollo 13, and everything went wrong on that mission. And I always felt that there was such a collective energy around the world of prayer. I remember seeing at the Vatican in Rome, the whole area just filled with people and prayerful watches everywhere. Doesn't in any way have to be connected to a religion, but just that place of prayer, of connection, where we are forming this circle, energetic circle, joining hands with one common goal, with one common intent. And I know that I always felt that it was that created the tipping point, that collective worldwide prayer that brought them back. So I know that when any of us are in trauma, that whether we specifically know somebody or not, we can participate in healing by staying gentle and open and committed to this idea that we're going to extend our energy of love and kindness into the situation and into the visual of somehow, some way, people are guided through this, and that our love is, in its very simple way, supporting them to the very best of our ability.
And that's an individual responsibility that we can all act on. And I'm glad we talked about it this morning, or this afternoon, actually. I'll get
it's
my
morning,
clock right.
It's morning somewhere, babe. So. You know, John, we saw a great movie this weekend that we both were moved by, and that's the Jackie Robinson movie 42.
That was a phenomenal flick. I'll tell you, that was such a powerful thing in my mind, demonstrating how we can, with our own point of view, with our own power of choice, choose to go in a direction and choose to maintain an ideal. He certainly had the temptation to devolve into the energy and so on that was being thrown at him constantly by not only other players, other teams, but the whole baseball world. But he maintained his integrity. And it was interesting because the owner of the – he asked the owner of the team, do you want me to be strong enough to fight back? And this owner said, no, I want you to be strong enough to not fight back. And that was key.
That's so true. That's such an important issue, that we just need to be able to be sufficiently disciplined within ourselves that we don't meet situations at their lowest common denominator. It's understandable why we would want to. It's understandable why that would be seductive, but it really doesn't support the healing and the potential of what we can accomplish, how we can bring wisdom, how we can come together at a greater purpose. And for the younger listeners that we have with us, I know I have a lot of younger people in my practice, so that who may not even know that 42 is about Jackie Robinson, and that Jackie Robinson was the first African American baseball player. And when he was brought into the leagues, it was in the 40s and the 50s. And while racism is still rampant, unfortunately, in our country today, in the 40s and 50s, it was really, really heinous. And so Jackie Robinson had to have the courage to follow what he had committed to, what he had decided to. It is the power of choice. He was an extraordinarily talented man. From everything I've ever read about him, he was also a really good man and did his best to make a difference. But the courage to not join at the lowest common denominator. It wasn't about suppression. It was about having such will, such focused will, that you cannot deter me from my intention. And that's what we have. That's what we have to have in our lives. That place where we don't do victim, where we stay in the mindset of I am in charge. I am empowered when I know that I can exercise choice, and that no matter what I may be experiencing, that experience doesn't define me. Wow, we have to take a break already, but stay tuned because there's a whole lot more. Participate with us. We'd love it. 800-930-2819. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th, at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing Amongst Us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's MYCHAELShane.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Show. We're so happy to be here with you this afternoon. We have a caller. Nadine is on the line with us. Hi, Nadine.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you, my dear?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Good. What's on your mind today? What would you like to ask?
My husband and I, we've been together for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year ago, things were getting really stressful. He lost his job. He was laid off. And then he was trying to put together his own business. And money was short. And mm-hmm. then a few months later, 3 months later, I got laid off.
Ooh.
And so we were both on unemployment for a while, and finally he got his own business going, and it ended up taking a lot of his time. And I'm actually not working on it. I'm on unemployment, and honestly, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives me more time with my kids and less stress of working and trying to juggle kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm... but with my, since all of this started, our bedroom relationship has gone to nothing. And there are times when we try and rekindle things and it ends up being a little frustrating
mm-hmm.
because we're really out of tune with each other.
Okay.
So, and then also have a lot less time with each other because he's working a lot. And then my kids are also with me a lot more. They're not visiting their real dad as much anymore. So we have less private time. We don't have time to get away and go on vacation and relax.
Mm-hmm.
That intimacy is very difficult now.
Okay.
I can help with that.
Well, honey, that's a lot. And first of all, I really want to applaud you for being willing to bring that, you know, to the table here today, because it's a difficult thing to ask and talk about, and yet it's pervasive for so many people. So when I opened the show and said, when we have a sincere and honest question, we can all learn with it and from it and from the person who is bringing it to this venue, this format. So the idea of intimacy is, we talked about it actually a little bit last week in a different segment and really coming in from a slightly different door. But the idea of intimacy in a relationship is actually important. It is, and there is that place that I think that you and your husband are experiencing, and colloquially put, it's, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So we get into a pattern of not actually being able to connect on a physical level, and then our bodies and our minds and our emotions adjust to that often, and then that becomes the new pattern. But physical intimacy, we know, is actually good for our physical health. Plus, it's really good for connections for couples. So there's actually physical intimacy has an impact on life, on how long we live. So we got a lot of reasons for trying to go back to it. Okay, I think what needs to happen is, and you may already have done this, honey, but I think what needs to happen is a direct communication, if you can, between you and your husband, to just talk about it, not from any kind of fault, who's right, who's wrong, but we have to create a pathway to bring ourselves back and a commitment to that pathway. And so what that might look like is that we actually set aside time, which is really hard when you have kids around, but what we figure out, when's the time when everybody's going to be maybe at ball practice or something? Do you know, when are the kids going to be gone? And there's an opportunity even to take an hour for ourselves, not with the expectation that hour will initially end in orgasmic sex, but that we're walking toward it. We're walking together toward that place. So it just might be an hour where you turn off the phones, you forget about everything, and you connect. It might just be that you hold each other initially. It might be that you just kiss and cuddle initially, but there's nothing else that you're working on. The expectation that it has to be consummated right away creates extra pressure, which for men often results in more difficulty in being able to perform, and for a woman also, because emotional pressures will often make a woman pull away, that then you feel more distant. So I think if you take the expectation off of this is the time when we have to get to that complete ecstasy place, that instead saying this is the pathway for us to be able to connect in any kind of ultimate end result that we want, but we want to just be where we are today. We're going to push the envelope a little bit. Instead of either one of you saying, you know, I don't feel like it, or I'm not connected, you go through the process of just taking your time to get used to touch, to get used to kiss, to get used to being in the bed together, and you're not trying to sleep or watch television, that you're just with each other, and you get playful. And when you're having trouble or somebody feels antsy, instead of taking it too seriously, remember, this is across the board a true story. The best things are accomplished with a light heart. So instead of getting, you know, frustrated if I don't suddenly feel connected, tease with each other. Laugh not at each other, but with yourselves as a couple on this place of that. It's a weird, narrow, maybe crooked path, but you're wending your way through it. And you have an intention of bringing yourselves back together, having gone through an extremely difficult time, and that you're starting to heal that. He's back at work. You'll find whatever is right for you in the near future, and that you're wending your way. That level of crisis, while not gone, is at least, it sounds like you've gone through the worst, and that now we're coming back together into wholeness, a little bit better, a pathway toward financial health, a pathway toward emotional health, and a pathway toward physical connection. Do it that way in this small increment. But one thing I know for sure, honey, is it won't happen. This is going to sound terrible. What I really want to say is make time for it. But make time for it means you're going to have to schedule it. How do you feel about what I'm saying to you?
I agree with everything you're saying. I guess the one thing that it's hard when I've been off for a while, I find myself putting up a wall.
And that's where I hear you. I don't know if you've had a chance to see. John and I were talking about the movie 42, which is about Jackie Robinson, who was the first black player, baseball player. But the putting up a wall is understanding. That we put up a wall because we're afraid that we can get hurt. And so the power of choice, that we have to say, okay, that's a wall. And I have to breathe through it. I have to make a choice. And people will kind of poo-poo and think that's not what is that? That is everything. The place where I say I'm feeling that wall, I understand that it just comes from fear. It's an action of fear, but I'm choosing not to have fear control me. It doesn't mean I can instantly change the way I feel, but I can say what I'm going to do is reach out perhaps and hold his hand. Reach out perhaps and let him put his arm around me and just feel what it feels like to let myself be touched with kindness, and then to give a touch of kindness. It doesn't have to take this one specific form yet, but I'm working my way toward it. So when you have that wall, that's actually resistance. And resistance means there's something I think I need to protect. And one thing that I am certain that will happen is that if you try to protect, you are going to be connecting to an old place in the past where you had to take care of yourself by not letting anybody in. And the fact that maybe it's the unknown, you're not quite sure how do we lay this foundation to be able to come back together. You have to think about it as we're both like little adventurers on this adventure of exploration and discovery. Because even if the path to really reconnect at this level isn't quite the same as the way it was when you first got together, trusting that the path is available to you is essential. Do you see? How do you feel about what I just said, honey?
I know that I'm going to have the courage to break the ice and
exactly
on that wall.
Honey, we have to take a break. Can you hang on for a minute, and we can finish this up as soon as we get back?
Sure.
Okay. This is the Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back. More with Nadine and a subject that matters to everybody.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Put stuff deep in my heart. Doesn't mean I'm lonely because you're
gone. Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We have Nadine on the line. And Nadine, thank you for staying with us through the break, because I had asked you kind of a closing question right when I had to break, and I didn't want to step all over your words. So when I ask you how you feel about what we've been saying, and you started to answer, go ahead and answer again, honey.
I think I just need to have the courage to break through that little initial barrier, and I know it'll be good, and then take little baby steps after that.
I really think, honey, that when you have it in your head that it's only baby steps and that you have a light heart with it, that you're right, that first little plunge, just getting us past that kind of ingrained or habitual barrier is the thing that opens our hearts and opens our possibilities. And just keep in mind that, hey, you know, we could each live a little extra longer by not only having a good time today, but staying connected in at all levels for over the next many, many years, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. You enriched our show. We appreciate it very much. You have a great day. We'll be thinking about you.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye. What do you think, John?
Well, I'm so glad she called, because I think that's a problem that a lot of people have, and how to move through that and move beyond the place where the difficulties have been, and certainly difficulties were sound like they were pretty severe emotionally. But to be able to take the step, to make the choice, and take the courage to make the step to move beyond it, and to reestablish in some way a common ground that they can begin to recommunicate with each other and reconnect. I think that's so empowering.
Well, I think so too, and I think it's really helpful that it sounds to me like both of them are willing to try. You know, we had a caller a few weeks ago where the husband wasn't, and so that makes it really harder to work with. But if we have two people who are willing to try and willing to be patient and not rush to the end, but let a bridge be built, then this can be accomplished.
I agree totally. So
yay.
I wish them well. And
exactly.
I applaud her for acknowledging that she has the courage to do it. I think that's so fantastic.
It's really true. And you know what we were talking about earlier in the show, before Nadine called, using that movie 42 about Jackie Robinson, which we were both impacted by. It is the courage to choose and to really keep choosing that intent, that even when it's difficult, we choose that intent, and that in that process, that we're not a victim, that we have to stay in charge of us. And I know just this morning, John, you were talking to a friend of ours, and he's a great guy, and he had some challenges through his life in being able to relate to his mother. You know, it was a little Attila the Hun. He had a really difficult relationship with her. But as he went into adulthood, he found he was still holding on to things from childhood that his mom had definitely fallen short when he was a kid, but as a man, he was holding on to it. And here's this guy who had seen really hard things. He was a fighter pilot in the Vietnam War. He came back and was a commercial pilot. He took care of so many things and faced a lot of issues. But then as a very grown adult, he was still having reactions to his mother.
Right.
And so he was really trying to work with that and try to get past that and figure out within himself what that reaction was. And then when you talked to him this morning, he said something to you. You were telling me about something he said to you that I thought was fabulous.
He said, what I learned was that my issues were more about me than they were about her. And he said, that was so freeing. It really enabled him to see her in a new light, to see himself in a new light, and to begin to rebuild and reconnect a relationship with his mom that he really missed.
And what I found was extremely beautiful about that, because even when he was a little bit on the fence, his mother is quite elderly now and frail, and he brought her into his home. And it's through that process of bringing someone that had sort of been the personal enemy at a you know, emotional level. He brought her, he had compassion, brought her into his home, and that's when he began to learn more about her, not just as his mother, but a woman who had faced and maybe not always been able to fully face some of the issues in her life. I loved that end line, though, that I found it was more about me than it was about her. And that's what we need to do with the power of choice, to say, will I look inside? Will I go inside and figure it out? Will I choose not to be a victim? Because being a victim actually is a choice. Going through a place where we are victimized is not the choice. But when we identify ourselves as that experience, we have to be willing to choose beyond that. I know that from what my own life was about, that having been truly, cruelly, sadistically beaten, raped, etc., 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 as a child, that making that choice and making it so deep and with such fervent commitment that no matter how I felt, I wasn't changing my mind about that bottom line. It was part of such an integral and important part of being able to shift into a place where, yes, victim is a place through which I traveled. I certainly experienced being victimized, but I am not the result of that. The result of that informed my ability to choose, to heal, to bring wisdom out of it, and work my butt off to let the rest of it go. And that's the courage of choice. It's like in my book, Pursuit of Light, I mention choice a lot.
And I mentioned it last week, and by the way, I got a call yesterday from another person who just loved your book. She said,
really?
It's so powerful. Yeah, she loved it. She said she'd like to meet you. But in that
mutual, I'm serious, and I'm sure. So thank you, honey.
In that book where you have been so phenomenal in laying out your experience and what you've learned from it, I'd like to quote from it again. And you say, make the choice that you are not a victim. You are not a victim unless you give someone else your mind, and you are always in charge of that. Adopting the consciousness and lifestyle of a victim is a choice. It's not a result over which you have no power. That's extremely powerful, poignant, and take to the bank, worthwhile to know and to learn and to practice.
It is, and it also can sound cruel and unfair, and the truth is it's totally unfair. But if we base our lives and our choices solely on fair and unfair, we're totally screwed, because we're beginning with a premise that is absolute. If you got hurt as a child or as an adult, if you got severely hurt in anything where somebody was cruel and abusive and a monster towards you, that's unfair. So if we base our life on, I can only choose how I see myself, how I'm going to conduct myself, I'm going to stay holding on to this horrible pain because it was so unfair, there's no place to go for them from there. So what I learned in my life is I rarely fight for what's fair. At least I don't make that the first priority. I will fight for what works. And what works is to be able to understand that no matter what happened, as heinous as it was, and I'm not asking anybody to agree with monstrous behavior, I'm simply saying that no matter what happened, I'm only a victim if I give someone or something else my mind. One of the things that we saw and with such awe, all of us, from the horrible, horrible thing in Boston is how many people came forward and said, this will not stop me. And some of those people who did that had been hurt, seriously. But that's the whole thing, that I will not let this is going to impact me, and this is going to be really hard. but this is not going to define me. And that's the really important thing. When we were kids, and we, if we went through hard experiences as a kid, it, you know, it never occurs to a three-year-old that a 30-year-old doesn't have their act together. So if a three-year-old is feeling, you know, like he or she isn't loved or isn't nurtured or is ignored or is just plain old wrong, it never occurs to a three-year-old that that adult who's treating him or her that way, that there's something wrong with the adult. So the child takes it on as an identity. There's something wrong with me. But, you know, John, then we go to 30 and not so much as far as...
Right.
Yeah, the view isn't that clear yet. You know, I still got some things to work out. So what we do then as adults, we move beyond the idea of connecting with what happened to me is who I am. What happened to me is, it may have been extraordinarily difficult. The process of having to heal as a result of it, I have to choose. I'm either going to be a victim because I have to put in that legwork, or I am going to be triumphant because what happened to me will not win. I will not let it.
That's a powerful and empowering choice to make. And I encourage everyone to think about that for themselves.
And what we need to remember is reality. It really isn't. The way we experience things, is that's what I'm calling reality. It's not based on the facts. It's based on our point of view about the facts. And if we remember that, then we're good to go, period.
Absolutely. And it's time for a break at the moment.
You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 800-930-2819. Give us a call.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. It's going to be a good life. Really, the bottom line is attitude is everything.
Sandy, I'd like to start this segment with an email, and it really fits in with what we're going to be talking about today in a special segment, and that's what do we do for having a difficult thing as far as what to do in a relationship. And this, Steve writes, I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for almost 4 years now. I really love and care about her, and especially in the first year or two, we felt we were meant to be together. But we've been going in different directions for the last year or two, and our relationship has been going downhill. We're not fighting or stuff like that. We're just drifting apart, and I'm not happy anymore. I feel caught in between, feeling responsible for her and trying to stick it out and wanting to leave and move on, which I think I should do. I feel really anxious and stressed thinking about staying with her and leaving her too. I think I'm clinging to what our relationship could be as opposed to what it really is. I'm scared of losing her, and I'm more scared that I can't leave. I've done this before with other women, too. I love her, and I don't want to abandon her, but I'm so unhappy being with her now. I just feel so stuck and sick of being stuck, and I don't know what's causing this vicious cycle, and I don't know how to break through it. Can you help me?
I can try, yes. Thanks for reading that for me, Don. I think what I'm hearing as I listen to this email, Steve, is that there's I'm not in love with this word, but it's actually kind of true. There's a lot of codependency here, because it seems to me that there's a lot of places where you're not trusting yourself. And whether it's that you're not trusting yourself to be worthy of love, whether you're not trusting yourself that you don't have to pay a price in order to be loved, whatever that combination is, that there is this place where instead of walking, you know, side by side, you can hold hands, but everybody's walking straight, that you're leaning into each other. And when you lean into each other, you end up being responsible for her. If basically, you're not walking hand in hand as two independent adults joining. I think that's where it sounds like, you know, you started and meant to stay, but then the tilt happened. And you started being falsely responsible. That always goes back to a personal view about ourselves, someplace where you're not trusting you. And my point of view on this is you're not trusting her either, because instead of seeing her, whether she sees herself in at her highest good, in her strongest place, you seeing her as not able is actually disabling both her and you. And so if you look at this and understand that honesty is the most important thing here. And honesty, again, begins with you, that you have to be self-aware and understand what's my mirror. What's the fear that keeps me from doing what I think, what I feel like? And you said something really significant in this email. I think I'm clinging to what our relationship could be as opposed to what it really is. So what I hear with that is you, instead of seeing things as they are, you keep trying to either mold yourself or her into your picture of her and this thing called us. But when we're afraid to look at things as they are, it's because somehow, some way, we think if I can stay in this kind of alternate reality, I can make it so. That's disingenuous. That always goes back to not trusting oneself. And if I need to mold you or anybody into my point of view about you, all I'm wanting to do is have you be the person I need you to be in order for me to be okay, a la codependency. And so what I'm calling love, actually, while it has a loving base, I don't want to take that away from you, it's not actually love. It's a place where my love is colored by my need to have you make me okay. So it doesn't mean that it isn't difficult to have to say, I can't be in here anymore, or this doesn't work for me anymore. What it does mean is that if you're not true to yourself, and this goes back to that fabulous Shakespeare quote, to thine own self be true, and thus it follows as the night to day, that canst not then be false to any man or woman. If I am not honest with me about what's going on with me, that my fear is about that I'm not trusting myself enough, my fear is about that I want somebody else to do for me what I need to do for myself, if I'm not trusting that in me and I keep trying to shape-shift the other person so they I don't have to have the courage of choice, that I don't have to be able to stand for my truth gently but clearly and firmly, that I don't have to set that boundary, not with the other person, but with me, so that I don't live a lie. If I'm not willing to do that, then I will continue to repeat places that end up being toxic, all because I forgot to believe that this essence of me, the man or woman that I have become, that this essence is somehow unworthy. And that's where your homework is, from my point of view, Steve, that your homework is about being able to embrace the idea you don't have to agree with yourself. Always, you don't have to think in terms of, oh, I've been perfect on every round. Nobody has. Perfection is an arbitrary thing that we as people created in some a moment of insanity, but it has nothing to do with truth, because life on this planet is about exploration and discovery. It's getting muddy and standing up and enjoying the ride. So my point of view for you is, bring this idea of I'm afraid to leave, that I'm holding on to a fantasy of what I think my relationship could be, of my original picture. And as life started to unfold for both of us, so that we can see, did we attract, were we attracted by mutual wounds? Have we grown together over the last several years? Have we grown in different directions? The place where the fear happens and the boundary happens is in me. So I have to look at the fear and say, that's only a biochemical reaction in my body. And what's my choice for genuine love, genuine kindness? What's the authentic choice for me?
Sandy, I wonder if she's not feeling the same thing. And if he were to sit down with her and say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm experiencing, this is what I feel that would be helpful to me and to our relationship, however it continues to evolve. Is that something that would be worthwhile for him to do? What is your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is it's a wonderful thing to do. But having been a counselor for all of these decades, what I do know, honey, is how it often works out, is that when one person is feeling that shift and the other, I think trying that open a combination is really, really excellent. But often when one person is feeling that shift, especially when we've got codependency, because remember, we're leaning in toward each other. And if one person moves out of that, the other person can feel so easily like they're just going to fall right down. Often the response to that is that when you bring it to a partner, it may work, and we should go for that. But when we bring it to a partner, we might actually end up instead experiencing our partner getting more desperate, which makes us feel more guilty. So it's the courage to be kind, to be gentle, to try to be supportive of the partner, but we don't do it by backing away and suppressing our truth. We do it by having the courage to say, I care. I just can't keep doing it this way. Steve, we're going to send you a book and we're going to hold you in our hearts.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your email, Steve. And thanks you for joining us today on the Sandy Brewer Show. As always, we're about taking your calls. And thanks to Nadine for her call today. Sandy gets to the heart of what matters in your life. Our phone lines are always open and no subject is off limits. So turn on, tune in, and listen. And call in next week with your questions or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. Hey, are you having problems moving forward? Well, next week, we'll talk about getting unstuck. Sandy Brewer Show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and 1230 AM WBLQ Stereo in Western Rhode Island. Special thanks to our engineer, Chrissy, for their fantastic help today. And may you all have a wonderful week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.